All right, guys. Good morning, good day, bonjour. Comment allez-vous? Comment ça va? How are you? Okay, I'm going to do a yoga this week. Had Sunday and Monday off. I had stuff I was taking care of. Let's get into this. You should know your yoga moves. If you don't, try to follow along on Apple. So I'm doing this up.
Hey friend, it's Dice here at the Fitness Plus Studio in LA. I'm joined today by my friends and teammates, Greg and Sharika.
Hey.
This energetic practice brings you 20 minutes of lunges, shoulder mobility, and strength poses, and a sweet cool down to help you dig a little deeper into your hips and legs. We begin in mountain and get things moving right away as we venture through two flows that are almost identical, so you can enjoy the process by rinsing and repeating to connect your mind and body with your breath. Are you ready? Let's flow. And we are starting off in mountain pose with our feet about hips distance, standing nice and tall. Greg is our modifier today, so feel free to follow him with options throughout your practice. Please bring one hand to your heart, one hand to your belly. You can close your eyes with me or keep a soft gaze. And begin to inhale through your nose, filling up your lungs. Feel like you're filling up your hands, pausing when you're full of air. Open your mouth and sigh it out. Allow your breath to settle here in this moment. If your eyes are closed, blink them open. Welcome to your practice, friend. Go ahead and release your hands down. We're gonna get right into your flow with some mountain cow cats. Here we go. Inhale, reach your arms up nice and high, lengthening through your side body. With your exhale, here's your mountain cow. Bend your knees like chair, find your range, and cactus your arms, bringing your shoulder blades together, elbows back in space. Inhale, rise up and reach high. With your exhale, interlace your fingers in front of you, bring your chin to your chest, and push your hands away, rounding your spine. Tuck your tail under, maybe a deep bend of your knees. Let's try that again. Inhale, rise up and reach high. With your exhale, mountain cow with cactus arms, notice the arch of your spine, the back bend-like nature of your spine. Inhale, stand tall, rise up. With your exhale, interlace your fingers, tuck your chin, round your spine, notice the cat-like position, the rounded flex position. Then inhale, rise up, reach high, maybe a little taller this time. With your exhale, forward fold. You can start by bringing your hands or forearms to your thighs with Greg. Maybe you release your hands down to your mat with Sharika and me. Decent bend of your knees, you can straighten your legs, anything goes, friend. Then with your inhale, find length. Maybe fingers to shins, maybe hands on your thighs. With your exhale, you're gonna step your right foot all the way back towards the back of your mat, support yourself and set your back knee down. Hug your midline with your inner thighs. Inhale, low lunge, reach your arms up. Gentle tuck of your tail down as you lift your navel. Now with your exhale, cactus your arms, bring your elbows in line with your shoulders, palms facing forward. And we're gonna do this one time. Notice this is an external rotation of your arms as you start to take your elbows forward, your hands back. Now let's do the opposite. You're gonna come into an internal rotation. Take your hands forward and down, trying to keep your elbows in line with your shoulders. See how far you can go. Come back up so your palms face forward and start to face up, back to your external. And then inhale, reach your arms high. With your exhale, step back to downward facing dog, your first one here. Take a moment as you lift your hips. You can always bend your knees, your heels do not have to touch your mat. Strong arms. Now, we're gonna do a vinyasa variation throughout our practice, so let's set the tone here. Inhale, plank pose, come forward, top of a push-up. Set your knees down, so everyone, modified plank. With your exhale, spin your right foot off to your right and straighten your left leg back, spinning your heel down, side plank for a brief moment. Rooting down through your right hand, right shoulder blade away from your ear as you reach up. Back to your modified plank, bring your left hand down. Pivot, spin on your knees. Send your left foot off to your left. Slide your right leg straight back. Reach your right arm high. Take a moment. Your tailbone reaches towards your back heel. Then bring your right hand down. Set your knees back up in your modified plank. Inhale, look forward. Modified chaturanga. Exhale, hug your elbows in as you lower down to your belly. Now point your toes. Squeeze your glutes as you lift your navel. Inhale, low cobra. Shoulders roll back and down away from your ears. Downward facing dog as you exhale. Lift your hips up and back.
Smoking chaos.
Take a moment with strong arms. Here we go. Inhale, lift your right leg up and back. And with your exhale, bring your right knee to your left triceps. So you're gonna twist. If you're with Greg, you might be setting your toes down. If you're with Shriek and me, can you actually lift your leg up? Finding your twist. Inhale, reach your right leg straight up and back. exhale, knee towards your nose, you're gonna step through. Feel free to support yourself, then set your back knee down. Hug your midline with your inner thighs and inhale. Reach your arms up, low lunge. Your right leg is your front leg. With your exhale, cactus your arms. Shoulder blades merge towards one another. Can you take your palms back and your elbows slightly forward? So there's your external rotation. Now to your internal rotation. Take your hands forward, down. Try to keep your elbows and shoulders in line. You might have to do a self-check and look to your left and to your right. Then come back to your external rotation. Lift your chest. Reach your arms up, inhale. Stepping forward to your fold, exhale. Top of your mat, place your hands and support yourself wherever you need them to go. Long spine, inhale, look forward. Exhale, fold and empty. Root to rise, inhale, stand tall. Rise up and reach. Hands to your heart as you exhale. Same thing, now just on the other side. Here we go, inhale, reach your arms up. Exhale, mountain moo, mountain cow. Settle these. Inhale, rise up and reach. Exhale, mountain, meow. Go ahead and tuck your tail, push your hands away. Maybe you drop your gaze. One more cycle. Inhale, stand tall, rise up. Exhale, bend deep into your knees. Shoulder blades move closer together. Drive your elbows south, down. Inhale, rise up. Exhale, interlace, chin to your chest. Scoop your tail under and squeeze your glutes as you push. Inhale, rise up and reach. Exhale, forward fold, dive on down into your fold. Maybe your legs are a little bit straighter this cycle. Inhale, long spine, look forward and lengthen. With your exhale, step your left foot back into your low lunge, setting your left knee down. Hug your thighs together, inhale, reach your arms up. Cactus your arms as you exhale. Little more external rotation here, take your hands back. Now internal rotation, hands forward and down. And you find a little more range. Back to your external rotation. Rotating, hands move back, elbows slightly forward. Reach your arms up, inhale. Downward facing dog as you exhale, stepping back. Vinyasa variation coming up. All right, shift forward, plank pose. This time you can keep your knees up or set them down with Greg. Exhale, over to your right side plank. You can stagger your feet or stack them. Reach your left arm high, squeeze your glutes, squeeze your legs together. Back to your plank, inhale, prepare. Exhale, second side to your left, stagger or stack. Reach your right arm high, still squeezing your glutes, low belly lifted. Back to your plank as you inhale, looking forward, shift forward. Exhale, chaturanga, knees up or down, lower to your belly. Point your toes, tone your legs, squeeze your glutes. Inhale, pull your heart through your shoulders. Downward facing dog as you exhale, lift your hips. Right into it, inhale, lift your left leg up. Exhale, twist your left knee to your right elbow. Maybe your toes are down. Inhale, straight up and back. Exhale, knee towards your nose and step all the way through. Set your back knee down. Inhale, low lunge. Reach your arms up, finding space at the front of your right hip. Cactus your arms as you exhale. Externally rotate your arms. So palms back, elbows slightly forward. Now internally rotate. Take your palms forward and down. I'm finding a little more range every cycle. Externally rotate. Take them back. Reach your arms up. Inhale. Exhale, step forward, forward fold, top of your mat. Dropping in, maybe legs are a little straight. Inhale, long spine. Exhale, fold forward. Inhale, root to rise, stand tall. Rise up and reach. Hands come to your heart as you exhale. Here we go, second flow, let's go. Inhale, reach your arms up. Mountain cow, exhale. Can you bend your knees a little deeper? Find a little more weight in your heels. Inhale, stand tall, rise up. Exhale, mountain cat, chin to your chest. Tuck your tail under so it's a posterior tilt, push away. One more cycle. Inhale, rise up and reach. Exhale, bend your knees, cactus your arms. Inhale, root down, reach up. Exhale, round it out, chin to your chest, tuck your tail, push away. Inhale, stand up, rise up. Forward fold, exhale, dive on down. Inhale, long spine, look forward. Exhale, step your right foot back. Feet hips distance, set your back knee down. Inhale, reach your arms up, low lunge, arms are high. Then with your exhale, cactus your arms, pause. Here's a little change up. Keep your right arm in your position. Take your left arm and internally rotate it by itself. So you're gonna feel asymmetrical here, a little asymmetrical. Nice, now we're gonna switch. Start to take your right palm forward, the back of your left hand back. One more time, switch. Keeping your right arm where it is, bring your left arm to match up, to meet. Then inhale, reach your arms high, a little brain game there. Exhale, step back, downward facing dog. Vinyasa variation, let's go. Inhale, plank pose, knees up or down. Side plank on your right as you exhale. You choose stagger or stack. Back to your plank, inhale, prepare. Reset your left hand, exhale. Side plank, second side. Your right arm reaches. You have your balance, hold it. Bring your right hand down, inhale, in your plank, prepare. Knees up or down, chaturanga as you exhale. Hug your elbows and shift forward. Inhale, low cobra or cobra. Maybe a little higher, shoulders back. Downward facing dog as you exhale, hips up and back. Right from there, inhale, lift your right leg, please. Exhale, right knee to your left elbow, twist. Inhale, straight up and back. Exhale, knee towards your nose, stepping all the way through. Set your back knee down, hug your midline. Inhale, arms reach high. Exhale, cactus your arms. Now your left arm will stay in position. Go ahead and take your right arm through an internal rotation. Take your right palm forward and down. Here we go, and switch. Taking the back of your right hand back, sending your left palm forward. Coming back, switch. From here, keep your left arm where it is. Match with your right. Inhale, reach your arms up high. Exhale, step forward. Forward fold, top of your mat. Inhale, long spine. Exhale, fold, empty. Inhale, reach the rise. Stand tall, reach high. Hands to your heart, exhale. All right, one more half to go. Let's go. Inhale, reach your arms up. Exhale, mountain cow. Bend your knees. Shoulder blades move towards one another. That's a retraction. Pull your elbows back. Inhale, stand tall. Rise up and reach. Interlace, bend your knees and tuck your tail. Spread your shoulder blades wide. That's a protraction. Push away. Inhale, stand up. Reach. One more cycle, friend. Exhale, bend into your knees. Feel your hands and elbows move behind you. Inhale, rise up. Exhale, interlace. Tuck your chin, round your spine, scoop your tail. Inhale, rise up, reach high. Exhale, forward fold, dive on down. Inhale, long spine, look forward. Exhale, step your left foot back, feet hip distance, set your back knee down. Here we go, inhale, low lunge. Reach your arms up, squeezing your glutes on your back leg. Exhale, cactus. Keep your left arm where it is. Internally rotate your right. So send your right palm forward and down. Find your range and then switch. Kind of feels like a robot. Take a second. Switch. Keep your left arm where it is. Match with your right. You're back in cactus. Reach your arms high. Inhale. Exhale. Downward facing dog. Step on back. Vinyasa variation. Inhale. Plank pose. Exhale, to your right side, side plank, stack it up or stagger. Find your balance, it's there. Come back through your plank. Second side, on your left side, reach your right arm high, shifting right into position. Back to your plank, inhale, looking forward. Chaturanga, exhale, bend your elbows. Point your toes, tone your legs, squeeze your glutes, inhale. Pull your heart through, maybe your biggest back bend yet. Shoulders away from your ears. Down dog as you exhale, lift your hips. Take a moment, strong arms. Let's clear out flow number two here. Inhale, lift your left leg up and back. Exhale, twist your left knee to your right elbow. Inhale, take your left leg straight up and back. Exhale, knee towards your nose and step all the way through. Make sure your feet are hips distance. Low lunge, inhale, last time. With your exhale, cactus your arms. Keep your right elbow bent and in position. Take your left hand forward and down. Find your internal rotation. And now switch. I don't know about you, but I'm finding more range as I do this. One more time. Now keep your right arm where it is. Bring your left arm up to match. Cactus your arms, pull your elbows back. Inhale, reach your arms high. You might even look up. Exhale, standing forward, fold top of your mat. Step forward. Inhale, long spine. Look forward and lengthen. Exhale, empty your lungs and fold, lifting your navel as you drop it. Inhale, roots arise, stand tall, reach up high. Exhale, hands to your heart. Two flows, finished, friend. Here we go. Inhale, reach your arms up. Let's close out your practice. Exhale, forward fold, dive on down. Inhale, long spine position. Tabletop position, friend. Exhale, step on back. Support yourself as you move back. Now find your shoulders over your wrists. Strong arms. Claw your mat with your fingertips. Slide your right leg straight back behind you with your toes down and tucked. Press your right heel back. One of my favorite things to do is a calf stretch here. Press back. Take a second to feel the length in the back of your lower leg. Then bring your shoulders back over your wrists. Slide your right leg out to your right. So for an adductor stretch, you'll line up your right foot with your left knee. Start with a soft bend of your right knee. Seal the outer edge of your right foot and begin to internally rotate your thighs. So roll your inner thighs back, arching your low back like a mountain cow. Now begin to press your hips back. Now if you're with Greg, you might keep your knee bent. If you're with Sharika, me, you might straighten your leg out a little bit more. You can let your left hip move back towards your left heel. Take a moment, take a beat. Then bring your shoulders back forward. You're coming into a 45-45 with your right leg forward. So start to bend your right knee, swinging your right leg underneath you. Support yourself as you find this shape. Coming into your 45-45, you might be framing your right leg a little bit more, leaning this direction. Start to walk your left hand all the way over towards your right. You're gonna pause for a moment with your hands off to your side. If you're with Greg, you're gonna keep your arms straight, almost like you're doing a cobra or an up dog. Draw your shoulders back as you root your inner left knee down. If you're with Sharika and me, maybe start to walk your hands out a little more. Come down onto your forearms. Now this is a twist, so think about getting your chest to face the back of your mat as you keep your inner left knee heavy, your back knee grounded. Start to walk your hands back in. You're gonna come upright, and then with the support of your upper body, you can take your left leg forward, create a seated tree shape. So your right foot ends up near your inner left leg. Of course, your left knee can bend to start. Take a moment, and now frame your right leg. So you're gonna face towards your right once again, lifting your spine tall. Take your right hand back behind you with your fingers facing the back edge of your mat. Now, if you're with Greg, you're going to start to bend your left knee, bringing your foot in. You can be on your toes, or you can lift your toes up and be on your heel. Start to lift your hips up for a modified wild thing. If you are with Sharika, then spin your toes down, start to lift your hips up, squeezing your glutes, and then start to reach your left arm long. You're looking for side body length on your left side. You're looking for the front of your left hip to get a nice stretch as you squeeze your left glutes. And then slowly lower, supporting yourself as you come back down. From here, you'll take your left leg back behind you once again. End up in your tabletop position. Pause once you find your stack. Right into your second side, friend. Slide your left leg back. Your toes are tucked. Press your left heel back, keeping your leg strong and straight. Press into your hands. Feel your stretch. Then bring your shoulders back over your wrists. Sliding your left leg out to your left. Knee and arch of foot line up. Take a soft bend of your left knee. Roll your inner thighs back. Find your mountain cow vibe, that feeling. Start to press your hips back. Maybe knee bend, maybe knee straight. Take a moment. Feel into your inner leg. Feel into your hamstrings. Then bring your shoulders forward. 45-45 with your left leg. Support yourself to come into that position. Allowing your hips to settle. Once you're upright, start to walk your hands over towards your left. Finding some symmetry here. If you're with Greg, staying vertical, staying lifted with your heart, your shoulders are back, like a backbend. If you're with Sharika and me, start to lower down to your forearms, if that works for your range of motion. Now, it's imperative that you really work on keeping your back knee, your inner right knee, grounded as you gently twist your chest towards the back edge of your mat. That's where you'll get your side stretch, so you'll get the front of your hip to stretch out as well. Then start to come back in with your hands. Framing your front leg for a moment. Start to take your right leg forward. You can support yourself and use your hands to get there. Find your seated tree shape, but you know we're not gonna fold. Take a moment, and then start to frame your left leg, lifting your spine tall. Once you're here, take your left hand back, root down firmly. You can bend your knee or keep your leg straight. Start to elevate your hips. Your modified wild thing, reaching long through your right fingers. So it might be the front of your right hip, might be your side body, ground your back foot, or technically it's your front foot. Reach long, and then slowly settle your hips down. Take a moment, take a beat, and then you can readjust your seat. Any seat will do. You can sit cross-legged, you can sit on your heels. Just find a comfortable seat that allows you to sit tall with your shoulders back and down away from your ears. This is your seated reflection or seated Shavasana, friend. Not long. And your hands can end up in any position, any place. You can keep your eyes open or you can close your eyes. Taking the last few moments of your practice, allowing everything to settle back down. Hopefully feeling the effects of your practice. You worked hard, now reap the benefits of your practice here. Now, if your eyes happen to be closed, gently blink them open here. Please bring your hands to your hearts, lift your chest into your thumbs. Always a deep gesture of gratitude to yourself and to your yoga practice. From my fellow trainers and me, thank you so much for practicing with us. Stay active. Close your rings. See you next time.
All right, guys, that was today's yoga. Tomorrow, it's going to probably be around 30 to 45 minutes. I'm already sweating today. That was actually very, very, very good for my hard workouts of last week. You guys enjoy your day. Have a wonderful time. This upload will be going on most streams here shortly, and some, like Apple, will be posted later for my busy bees. You guys can work out later. It's nice being here. You guys have a good day. Alright guys, I'm doing yoga today. Yesterday I was having recording issues, but I did do 25 minutes of yoga. Today we're doing 30.
Hey friend, it's Dice here at the Fitness Plus Studio in LA. I'm joined today by my friends and teammates, Jen and Anya. This 30-minute energetic flow focuses on our body's ability to fold or flex. In order to make this happen, we need to have open hamstrings, glutes, and back muscles. We also need to have strong abdominals, hip flexors, and quads.
Be sure and have you some water
to help pull us deeper into our fold. This strong flow uses poses like standing splits, half splits, and hip flexor movements to do just that. Are you ready? Let's flow. And we are starting seated. Find any comfortable seat that works for you. Jen is our modifier today. She'll be using two blocks throughout the practice. Feel free to follow her with options throughout your practice. Sitting nice and tall with your heart high, shoulders back and down away from your ears. Please bring one hand to your heart, one hand to your belly. Join me in closing your eyes or keep a soft gaze. Begin to inhale through your nose, filling up your lungs. And then open your mouth, sigh it out. Your eyes are closed, blink them open here. Welcome to your practice, friend. Go ahead and release your hands down. If you're seated like me, then take your legs out in front of you. We're going to move right into windshield wipers. Now, if you're with Jen, you might have your heels a little bit closer together and further out in front of you. If you're with Anya, can you take your heels as wide as your mat? And walk your hands back behind you so your spine angle leans back just a touch. Soft bend of your elbows to roll your shoulders back, feeling your spine grow tall and long. Go ahead and drop your knees over to your right. And it's okay if your knees do not touch down at all. Just finding your range of motion as we warm up. Coming through center, over to your left. You can always adjust your legs to help suit your practice. Inhale through center, filling up. Exhaling over to your right side. Inhaling through center. Exhaling over to your left. Got one more cycle. Inhale through center. Exhale over to your right. Then inhale through center. Exhale over to your left. Coming back to your center, go ahead and take your legs out in front of you. Your feet will end up about hips distance. If you're with Jen, you'll have a soft bend of your knees. You'll probably grab your blocks and give yourself a nice little support system, adding length to your arms. If you're with Anya, can you straighten your legs just a touch more? Now, the premise here, the idea is to keep your spine long and tall, harnessing your front core. Low belly draws in, front ribs knit down. As your hands root down, begin to slide your right heel in. When you feel like you've hit your max, okay, I can't pull my knee in any further, can you try to hover your heel? It's okay if it doesn't lift. Can you pull your knee in a little bit tighter? And then set your heel down, slide it back out. Let's try that two more times. Sliding your heel in. Can you keep your spine long? Once you hit your range, can you hover your heel, pull your knee in? That's compression at the front of your hip. Set your heel down, slide your heel out. One more time. Sliding your heel in. pulling your knee close to you. This is a fold. Can you hover? Set it down, straighten it out. Second side, spine long, maybe a reset with your shoulders. Sliding your left heel in. Once you find your range, can you hover and pull your knee a little tighter? Set your heel down, slide it back out. Two more times, friend. Sliding your left heel in. Once you find your end range, can you hover? Pull in a little tighter. Set your heel down, slide it forward. One more time. Sliding your left heel in. Hover. Pull your knee in. This is sneaky core work, Set your heel down, slide it back out. So now you just work the front of your hips, let's open them up. Go ahead and bend your knees, placing your feet down at the top of your mat, about hips distance. Scoot your hips forward, support yourself as you lie down. Yeah, we're lying down. Now once you lie down, make sure your feet are still grounded, little squeeze between your inner thighs, navel lightly lifting. Start to press down through your heels and lift your hips, find your range of motion, bridge pose. Or as you lift here, definitely squeezing your glutes. You feel like you're dragging your heels towards your shoulders. That'll help your hamstrings really fire up. But as you press your hips up, feel the length through the front of your hips, even your quads. 3, 2, and 1. Lower your hips down. Then you can rock straight up to a seat, or you can use your hands and go to one side of the gym. Once you end up seated, legs back out in front of you. We're gonna put all that work to good use here. Maybe bent knees, maybe hands on blocks. Inhale, lift your spine. Fire up your legs. As you exhale, forward fold, friend. Maybe crawling your fingertips forward. Length is the premise here, the idea. Can you keep your heart long or your spine long, heart lifted, as you fold a little bit deeper? Now feeling your hamstrings, your calves, your glutes, your back muscles lengthen. While you sit here for the next breath or two, can you even imagine lifting your legs up into your torso as you fold deeper? Then inhale, look forward. Exhale, rise up. So now we're gonna come up to a standing forward fold. So your feet will go hips distance. If you're with Jen, you might have to navigate around your body, support yourself as you come up. And you can support with hands or forearms on your thighs, maybe hands to your blocks, taking them forward. Maybe your hands come down to your mat with Anya and me. Take a moment to feel your forward fold. Back of your body lengthens. Then inhale, long spine position. Feel free to support with fingers on shins or hands to thighs or hands on your blocks. Fold forward, exhale. Roots arise, inhale, stand tall. Rising up, squeezing your glutes at the top, low belly lifts as you reach. Exhale, hands move to your heart. Let's get right into our flow. Please bring your hands to your waist. Now pouring weight into your right leg, you're gonna slide your left toes back in line with your right heel. Now, your left knee is definitely bent. You're just using this as a kickstand. But now, can you start to bend your standing leg, your right leg a good amount? Load up your heel to your toes. Inhale, lift your spine. With your exhale, single leg hip hinge, find your range of motion as you pull your heart forward, shoulders back. It's almost like a half fold. Drive down through your leg, inhale, rise up, still bent with your right knee. Exhale, long spine position, send your heart forward. Now pause in this position, move your hands to your right thigh. From here, we're moving into a standing split with your right leg bent. So as your left leg starts to lift, maybe your hands move to blocks. Maybe your hands come down to your mat or to the floor with Anya and me. But take a moment. Feel how by bending your right knee, your chest and your abdominal wall ends up on top of your thigh. Fold in. Lift your left leg higher. Now inhale, begin to look forward. Low lunge is where we're headed, friend. Exhale, step back. Feet hips distance and parallel. Set your back knee down. Inhale, rise up. Low lunge, your arms reach high. Squeeze your left glutes to press your left hip forward. With your exhale, half splits is where we're headed. So hands come down. Maybe your hands end up on blocks, but slide your left knee back and then keep a soft bend of your right knee no matter where you are in your practice. Hands are underneath your shoulders, maybe on blocks. Fire up your right foot, keep in tension there. Now with your inhale, lengthen your spine like you're trying to back bend. Now with your exhale, straighten your elbows, round your spine first, and then can you make your right heel light? It might not lift or it might actually lift. Hold that position. Set your heel down, still bent in your knee. Inhale, long spine. Exhale, fold like this. Bend your elbows, fold in. Let's try that whole thing one more time. Inhale, long spine, look forward. Energy in your right foot still. Now with strong arms, exhale, round your spine, make your right heel light. Pull your knee towards your chest. Set your heel down, inhale, long spine, more sneaky core work. Exhale, bend your elbows, fold in. Inhale, long spine, look forward and lengthen. Now as you exhale, take your right toes, turn them out. Set the outer edge of your foot down as you bend your right knee out to your right. So this is a lizard lunge variation with an open hip. Walk your hands forward and then maybe out to your left. Take a second, allowing your left hip to move forward. Squeeze your right glutes under. Now plant your hands. You're going to move back towards a tabletop position, but take your right leg and straighten it way back behind you. Pause. Spin your right heel down. You're going to swing your left toes off of the left edge of your mat. Begin to reach your right arm high. And then take your right arm over your ear. Now the focus here is side body length, but also, can you press your hips forward to get a stretch through the front of your right hip? Right, squeeze your glutes. Feel the outer edge of your right foot down firmly. Downward facing dog, friend. Go ahead and step on back. All right, take a moment in your down dog. Strong arms, hips are lifted. Then with your inhale, go ahead and lift your heels high. Look towards the top of your mat. Exhale, bend your knees, step jump, float fly, walk waddle to the top. Inhale, long spine. Remember, your blocks might be your friends today. Exhale, fold forward. Inhale, roots arise, stand up tall, reach your arms high. Hands move to your heart. Hands go right to your waist. Loading up your left leg, slide your right toes back. Kickstand with your right big toe. Right knee is definitely bent now. Bend your left knee a bunch. Inhale, lift your spine long. As you exhale, single leg hip hinge. Send your heart forward, squeeze your elbows towards one another. Root down, inhale, rise up. Outer hips squeeze as you lift. Exhale, long spine position, single leg hip hinge. Pause right here, keeping your elbows pulling back. Move your hands to your left thigh. Standing splits is where we're headed with your bent knee. Start to take your right leg up. Place your hands wherever you need them to go. Now as you hold this, notice the closeness between your thigh and your upper body. Pull those 2 points closer together. Then inhale, begin to gently look forward. Stepping back, low lunge position, support yourself as you step back. Hug your midline with your inner legs, and then inhale, reach your arms high. With your exhale, bring your hands down, half split, slide your right knee back, soft bend of your left knee. So even if you can straighten it, keep it bent for now. Fire up your left foot, find your stack with your hands underneath your shoulders. Inhale, long spine, pull your chest forward. As you exhale, round your spine first, make your left heel light. It's okay if it doesn't happen, but try. Set your heel down, inhale, long spine. Exhale, bend your elbows to fold. One more round, inhale, long spine. Exhale, round spine first, then maybe lift heel. Set your heel down, inhale, long spine. Exhale, can you fold a little bit deeper? Even with your knee bent, pull your body into your leg. Inhale, look forward in length. Turn your left toes towards your left. Bring your hands to the inside. Start to bend your left knee out. So open hip lizard. Maybe walking your hands a little bit to your right. Take a moment as your right hip presses forward. Then from here, tabletop position. Find your stack, adjust your legs. Take your left leg straight back. Spin your heel down. From here, spin your right toes off your mat. Reach your left arm high. Reach your left arm up and over your ear, palm faces down. Squeeze your glutes and press your hips forward. Big side body lengthener and front body opener. Downward facing dog, friend. Plant your left hand down. Step on back. Clear it all out with a standard vinyasa. Inhale, shift forward, plank pose. Maybe knees down with Jen, maybe up with Anya and me. Exhale, chaturanga. Knees up or down, lower. Point your toes. Inhale, low cobra. Roll your shoulders back. Press your hips forward into your mat. Downward facing dog as you exhale, lift your hips up and back. Okay, inhale, lift your heels high, look towards the top of your mat. Exhale, bend your knees, step, jump, float, fly, walk, waddle. With your feet hips distance, inhale, long spine. Exhale, fold forward, empty. Inhale, roots arise, stand up tall, rise up and reach. Exhale, hands to your heart. First flow, done. Second flow, let's go. Go ahead and bring your hands to your waist. Slide your left toes back. Pause. Now this time, maybe your right leg can be a little bit straighter. You find what range of motion works for you. Inhale, lift your heart, shoulders back. Exhale, long spine position. Feeling the length through the back of your right leg. Drive down, inhale, rise up, squeeze your glutes. Exhale, long spine position, and you're gonna hold here. Pause. Moving your hands to your right thigh, standing splits, maybe with a straighter right leg this time. Hands start to come down. Now I'll invite you to open up your left hip a little bit here, or as much as you need to get a little more hamstring stretch. Inhale, looking forward, lengthen. Exhale, step back, low lunge, feet hips distance parallel. Inhale, sweep your arms up. Press your left hip forward by squeezing your left glutes. Exhale, half splits position. Bring your hands down. Slide your left knee back an inch or two. Begin to straighten your right leg. And again, this time maybe a little bit straighter with your right leg. Fire up your right foot. Find your stack with your hands underneath your shoulders. Inhale, long spine. With your exhale, sneaky core work. Round your spine. Lift your right heel. Can you kick up a little bit higher? Set your heel down. Inhale, look forward. Exhale, bend your elbows, fold in a little deeper. Imagine you're lifting your leg into your upper body as you fold. Inhale, long spine. Exhale, kick, round spine and lift heel. Set your heel down, inhale, long spine. Exhale, bend your elbows, fold a little deeper. Think heart towards your big toe as you fold. Then inhale, look forward and lengthen. Exhale, you're gonna turn your right toes out. Start to bend your right knee, open hip lizard. Walk your hands inside of your foot and then out to your left, maybe a little further this time. Plant your left hand down. If you'd like to, maybe your right hand moves to your right thigh. Press and open, shoulders back. Yeah, hip stretch feels good. Then from here, bring your hands back down. Tabletop, adjust your knees and your hands. Slide your right leg back to straight. Spin your heel down, left foot off the edge of your mat. Reach your right arm up high. Squeezing your glutes, reach your right arm up and over. Big extension, think more back bend. Can you lean back into it? Left shoulder blade though, down your back as you open. Start to bring your right hand down, downward facing dog, step back. Take a beat, strong arms, lifting your caboose high. Inhale, lift your heels high, look towards the top of your mat. Exhale, bend your knees, step, jump, float, fly. Long spine, inhale. Exhale, fold and empty. Compress here or pull yourself deeper into your fold. Inhale, roots arise. Stand up tall. Reach high. Hands to your heart. Exhale, second side, hands to your waist. Pour weight into your left leg. Slide your right toes back. Kickstand, maybe straighter with your left. Inhale, lift your spine, shoulders back. With your navel in, exhale, send your heart forward. Think like a backbend as you halfway fold here. Root down to rise. Inhale, come up. Squeeze your glutes at the top. Exhale, long spine position. Send your heart forward. Hands move to your left thigh to start. Standing splits. Maybe a little bit straighter with your left leg. Hands can come down. Maybe you open your right hip a little more as you drive your left heel into your mat. Inhale, look forward. Exhale, low lunge is where you're heading. Step back. Feet hips distance. Strong legs. Inhale, reach your arms up. Half splits position as you exhale. Bring your hands down, adjust your right knee, your back knee. Begin to straighten your left leg. Find your stack. Inhale, long spine. With your exhale, round friend. Make your left heel light, kick. Set your heel down, inhale, long spine. Exhale, bend your elbows, fold. One more cycle. Inhale, long spine first. Exhale, round your spine, press through your strong arms, lift. Set your heel down. Inhale, look forward. Exhale, bend your elbows. Fold in. Inhale, look forward. Open hip lizard. Turn your left toes out to your left. Bend your knee out to your left. Walk your hands to your right. Once you find your range, root your right hand down. Maybe left hand to your left inner thigh. Pressing away, rolling your shoulders back. Find a back bend through your chest. From here, tabletop position so your hands come down. Adjust your knees. Slide your left leg back first, straight. Spin your heel down, right foot off your mat. Reach your left arm high. Up and over your ear with your left arm. Squeeze your glutes and press your hips forward. Can you make this more of a back bend? Even reach behind you. Downward facing dog, friend. Bring your hand down, stepping your right foot back. Take a moment, clear it all out with a vinyasa. Inhale, shift forward, plank pose. Make it your own, knees up or down. Chaturanga, exhale. Low cobra or cobra this time. Inhale, pull through. So hips are still down. Roll your shoulders back. Downward facing dog. Exhale, lift your hips. All right, let's clear out our second flow. Inhale, lift your heels. Look forward. Exhale, bend your knees. Step, jump, float, fly. Top of your mat. Long spine. Inhale. Exhale, empty your lungs. Fold deeper. Can you really pull yourself into it? Inhale, roots arise. Stand up tall. Hands to your heart as you exhale. All right, second flow done. Third flow, let's go. Hands to your waist. How are we gonna change this one up? Let's find out. Slide your left toes back. All right, so you can do everything the same, keeping your legs straight, keeping your kickstand, or you can hover your left foot next to your right foot with Anyami. Inhale, lift your heart. So now even more balance. Exhale, long spine. Keeping your left foot in line with your right so it doesn't move forward and back. Root down, inhale. Rise up, squeezing your glutes. Exhale, long spine position. Shoulders back, elbows squeeze towards one another. Now, hang out here. You can use your hands or maybe standing splits without your hands. Your hands can move from your waist behind you. You could grab your ankle, anything goes. Arms out, tap the floor, play tic-tac-toe, whatever works. Yeah. Low lunge is where we're headed. Bring your hands down, stepping all the way back. Back knee comes down. Inhale, low lunge. Reach your arms up. With your exhale, bring your hands down, half split. Slide your left knee back, maybe another inch or two. Start to straighten your front leg. Now, hands underneath your shoulders. I don't think you can do this no hands, so we still gotta use our hands, all right? Inhale, long spine, look forward. As you exhale, round your spine first, make your right heel light. Can you kick and lift a little higher? It's a big fold. Set your heel down, inhale, long spine. Exhale, bend your elbows. Can you find a little more length as you fold in? One more, inhale, long spine. Exhale, round your upper spine first and lift your heel, try. Set your heel down, inhale, long spine. Exhale, bend your elbows, fold in. Inhale, look forward, lengthen. Exhale, open hip lizard, turn your right toes out, bend your right knee, walking over towards your left. Now pause here, you have many options, or maybe you reach your right arm up, inhale. You're gonna take your right hand behind your head as you exhale. Lean back like your head is on a pillow, and lean into your palm. Take a moment. Bring your hands down, tabletop position. Slide your right leg back to straight. Spin your heel down, left toes off the edge of your mat. Inhale, reach your right arm up high. Exhale, right arm up and over. Press your hips forward. Now even here, you can take your right hand behind your head, bend your elbow, lean back into it. Find your back bend. Downward facing dog, hands come down, adjust your legs. Deep inhale through your nose here, take a pause. Out of your mouth, let it go. Inhale, lift your heels high. Look forward, exhale, bend your knees. Step, jump, float, fly to the top. Long spine, inhale. Exhale, fold. Roots arise, inhale, come up. Exhale, hands move to your heart and then right into your waist. Last cycle, here we go, friend. So, remember your kickstand or maybe hover right foot. Take an inhale, lift your spine long, shoulders back. Exhale, single leg hip hinge. Find your range, keep your spine long. Rise up, inhale. Exhale, long spine position, shoulders back. From here, standing splits. Do you want to use your hands? Do you not want to use your hands? Again, arms can go back, any arm shape. Support yourself any way you need. Folding deeper in your standing splits. Low lunge, step back, bring your hands down. Step your right foot back, set your back knee down. Inhale, roots arise, press down through your legs to reach up high. Exhale, half splits, maybe sending your right knee a little further back as you straighten your left leg. Fire up your left foot, find your stack, friend. Inhale, long spine. Exhale, round your spine first, strong arms, lift left heel. It's okay if it doesn't lift. Set your heel down, inhale, long spine. Exhale, bend your elbows, folds. Inhale, long spine. Exhale, round, this is the last time. Round, lift, I know it's not easy, trust us. Set your heel down, inhale, long spine. Exhale, fold, I don't know about you, but I'm folding way deeper now. Inhale, look forward. Open hip lizard, turn your left toes out, walk your hands to your right, finding your shape, your variation. Inhale, reach your left arm up if that works for you. Take your left hand behind your head. Lean back into your pillow. Elbow opens back. Find side body length and a hip opener. Tabletop position, friend. Bring your hands down. Adjust your knees. Slide your left leg back to straight. Spin your heel down. Right toes off the edge of your mat. Reaching your left arm high. As you exhale, reach up and over. Press your hips forward. Squeeze your glutes. Maybe taking your top arm behind your head. Top hand. Leaning back into it. Open, squeeze your glutes. Downward facing dog, friend, plant your hand, step back. All right, now, just before we do a vinyasa for the final time, check this out. Draw a line across your toes that's parallel to the back of your mat. Keep your toes on that line. Just hover your right foot in space. It's okay if your right knee is bent. You're just gonna hover your right foot above the floor. Feeling the front of your right hip working, feeling your abdominals work to keep your leg pulling up. Set your foot down. Second side, hover your left foot. Your arms are still strong, your shoulder blades are still wide, you're still lifting your caboose, but can you pull your left hip up a little higher? Maybe straighten your leg a touch more. Set your foot down. Inhale, shift forward, plank pose. Knees up or down, chaturanga, hug your elbows in lower. Low cobra, cobra, or up dog if you want to go for it. I'm going to keep my hips down, but feel free. Lift your hips up. Child's pose, friends. Bring your big toes to touch. Any space between your knees is fine. Any arm shape you want to create is perfectly fine. Forward, stack, pillows, you name it. Take a few moments. Allow your low back to release. Maybe one more deep cycle with your breath. Inhale through your nose. Back out through your nose, exhale. Let it go. Start to use your hands to upright your spine. Take your legs out in front of you. We're moving into a reverse tabletop, friends. So your feet are going to be hips distance. Scoot your hips forward, but about a 90 degree bend at the back of your knees. Take your hands back behind you. I'd recommend fingers turned out, thumbs forward. A little bit easier on your wrists and your shoulders. Roll your shoulders back and feel how you're squeezing your shoulder blades together to open up your chest. Keep that. Drive down through your heels to lift your hips. As your hips rise, maybe you keep your hips low. Maybe you lift them all the way up. Taking your reverse tabletop here. Squeezing your glutes to elevate your hips. Can you pull your shoulders back? Maybe your head drops back for a moment. Countering all your folding. And then slowly lower your hips back down. Go ahead and take your left leg forward. You're gonna step your right ankle above your left thigh. So use your hands to get there. Yeah, support yourself. Spread your toes out on your right foot. Spread your toes out on your left foot. Walk your hands back. And then start to slide your left heel in. Now, you can lift your toes, you can lift the ball of your foot, keep your foot down, either way rooted. Start to press down through your hands, reverse tabletop like this. So your hips might stay low. Maybe you can press your hips up, but allow your right knee to drop, and maybe you lift it up and just gently swivel back and forth, maybe dropping your head back. And then lower your hips back down. Now, you can stay back here with Jen, where you're a little further away from your leg. If you're with Anyami, maybe you can walk your hands in, getting your torso, your chest a little closer to your right thigh. Little hip stretch. Breathe into your outer right hip, maybe your low back. And then from here, you're gonna wiggle your left foot off the left edge of your mat. Then you're gonna drop your knees over to your right. If you're with Jen, you might end up with your right foot down as you drop your knees, almost like a windshield wiper. If you're with Anyami, can you end up in this shape? Now, this might be enough. You can also start to walk your hands back, squeezing your left glutes to open up the front of your left hip. Other option, you can grab your left ankle with your left hand, point your toes so it's more of a half hero, and then start to walk back into your quad or hip flexor stretch. You gotta find out what works for you. You're aiming for your left knee to line up with your left hip, squeezing your left glutes to press your hips forward, big counter to all your folding. Just pointing yourself however you need. And then using your hands, lift your spine up to walk back up. If you had your ankle on top, you'll probably want to remove it. You'll also want to take your left leg and start to take it forward. Now create a tree shape with your legs. Take a second. Take your right hand behind you. You're going to spin your left toes in and start to lift your hips up. Squeeze your glutes and press your hips forward. Reach your left arm up and over. You've done this pose before. And then lower your hips down, friend. Once you lower your hips, we're moving right into your second side. Take your right leg forward, left ankle over your right thigh. Take a moment, fire up your left foot. Walk your hands back if you lifted them up. Support yourself, shoulders back. Start to bend your right knee. Ground down through your right foot. You've got your reverse tabletop with one leg in this cross here. Find your range of motion. This might be good side number two or number one. Take a second, allow your left knee to drop, maybe lift it up. Yeah, just a subtle movement here into your hips. And then release your hips down. You can stay torso away from thigh, or maybe you walk in, firing up your foot, but pressing your left knee away from you, lifting your spine long to feel a hip stretch. Then releasing that, you're gonna start to walk your hands back a little if you need to. Wiggle your right foot off the right edge of your mat, drop your knees to your left. All right, maybe your left foot touches down, maybe ankle over. Take a moment here. Send your tail towards the back of your knee. So squeeze your right glutes. Maybe you start to lower from there. Maybe you start to take your right ankle next to your right hip. Quad stretch from there. Find a lean back if that works for you. Support any way that works for you. Continue to squeeze your right glutes, pressing your right hip forward. 3, 2, 1. Upright your spine using your hands. You're gonna take your left leg off. taking your right leg forward, creating a tree shape with your legs. Take your left hand behind you, fingers face the back of your mat. Spin your right toes forward, lift your hips up. Squeeze your glutes, reach your right arm up and over. Side stretch, but really in front of your hips stretch. Think back bend. And release your hips down, friend. Taking your legs out in front of you. Big bend of your knees, grab onto the back of your thighs. Chin to your chest as you round your spine and support yourself all the way into your Shavasana shape. Any shape will do. I'm gonna stay seated and hold space for you. That rhymed. All right, take a moment. Allow yourself to settle. I'm gonna go silent here, give you the space to really relax and let go of your practice. I'll bring you back when it's time, friend. Shavasana. All right, friend, please allow your next breath to be slightly deeper than the last. Start to move back into your body through your fingers and your toes, your wrists and your ankles. When you're ready, you're gonna make your way up into a comfortable seated position, eyes open or closed. And once you find your seat, maybe working on lifting your heart high, shoulders roll back and down away from your ears. Bring your hands to your hearts. If your eyes are closed, gently blink them open here. Always a deep gesture of gratitude to yourself and to your practice. Thank you so much for practicing with us. Stay active. Close your rings. See you next time.
That got me sweating. All right, everybody. Have a great day. Enjoy your workout. This will be posted throughout the day. Shalom.